This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are again on another wonderful Saturday.
The last Saturday of April.
It is the last Saturday of April.
Time is flying, guys. Time is flying.
Time's always flying, man. Flying by like a crazy thing. Yep, yep. All really good stuff, though, happening. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. What are we talking about today? Top mistakes made by other technicians that we see roll into the shop. Yeah.
Oh, I got That's a different good one. Stuff. Oh, no, you're right.
What do you? You're right. You thought I gave you the wrong show?
Yeah, I sure did. I looked at it and I was like, wait a second. And then I realized, oh, if I scroll up. Yeah. Because he sends me an email about what shows we're going to be talking about. I'm like, oh, great. And yeah, of course. Yes. I just got to scroll. That's all I need to do.
Yep. Yep. Pay attention. Get on the right day. Yeah. All important. But here we are. Appreciate everybody joining us this morning.
Uh-oh. Coffee didn't kick in yet.
Coffee's not kicking in yet. A little bit of a yawn going on there. So excuse me for that. But all good. It's Saturday morning. It's been a busy week. Good stuff. Good car things and all that. In the news, we're going to say the T news. Get it out of the way here. Well, Tesla, there's a lawsuit that I guess somebody is... I doubt this is true because I would find it very hard to believe. It'd be crazy. But that Tesla is speeding up the odometers so the cars go out of warranty quicker by mileage. I'm going to tell you that would be a secret. If you programmed into the car, it'd be hard to hide. Somebody would let it out in the beginning. So that's just not... I find it hard to believe that's going on. But it is out there. It says, Tesla speeds up odometers to avoid warranty repairs. U.S. lawsuit claims. It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. So you'll have to... Have you clocked your Tesla to see if it's running up the...
Oh, you know what? Maybe I should go back to my garage and go see if I still have that issue going on.
Brenda doesn't drive a Tesla. He doesn't even like the T-word. No, of course I don't. But he's not doing crazy things either out there, and you're not lighting any Teslas on fire, right?
I am not, luckily.
Luckily, I don't think you're that person.
I'm definitely not. I'm
he doesn't dislike Teslas. Yeah, actually, you do. But he just doesn't like the concept. It is what it is.
Well, but I also the looks and.
You just don't care. It's not that you dislike. You just don't care for him personally.
Not his politics or his policies, but just his overall personality and face. I don't like that.
You don't like him?
I don't like Elon too much. Yeah.
I don't know.
Again, nothing to do with his policies or his politics. They're fine.
And it was long before what's going on.
Exactly.
Now.
Exactly. Okay. Too. Yes.
You've just never been a fan of Tesla. Period. Exactly. Or the designer.
Exactly.
I get it. But everybody gets their choice. But Brendan doesn't do crazy things to Teslas either. He just decided not to buy one. Huh.
It's true.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
See how that works? You can just stand up for what you believe. It's all good. I love cars and all kinds of cars, all kinds of fun stuff going on. But so we're going to have to keep an eye on that with that as far as that goes. It should be quite interesting as far as... a lawsuit about speeding up the odometer. I mean, what better way to get a car out of warranty quicker, right?
It's true, though. Yeah.
It's true, though, y'all. It's true, though. And why auto tariffs are growing, trade war between the U.S. and China have grabbed much of the world's attention. Some suppliers say that steel and aluminum tariffs are their biggest worries when it comes to car manufacturers. Because cars have a lot of steel and aluminum in them, that's for sure. So, and we'll see how things are going. It's been a interesting ride as far as that goes, but it's car stuff. And as we talked about, we need to make sure that the U.S. is doing well. So I love this country. How about you, Brendan?
It's my favorite country in the entire world.
It's my favorite country in the world. That is exactly true. 100% true. So, and it should be, if you're here listening, you're in the U.S., it should be your favorite country too. So, anyway, we're all going to continue on doing what we do, right?
That's right.
So, all right. And talking about things. Anything to bring to the table this week with car shows for you?
Car shows, I'm still getting together right now. Yeah. But in terms of my car, I did bring it in to your facility in El Cajon.
Nice.
Once again, friendliest staff in the entire county. You cannot ask for anyone better. They've done really, really well with me, and my car is running like a champ. Yeah, I had to get my control arm fixed up in the front. So,
Exactly. Wow.
Yeah, so you guys were able to not only just fix that, but also align my tires. And I do want to say as well, I know it's not for every repair, but you guys did offer up the best pricing for me too, compared to everybody else, because remember my dealerships offer me that coupon this time.
Oh, yeah.
So this time it's a much worse coupon. So they were offering me, and again, keep in mind that every vehicle is going to be completely different in the pricing, so don't quote me on these things all the time.
Don't hold you to it, exactly. As you shall say.
Yeah, exactly. But what you offered me was about $700 cheaper than what that dealership was offering me to fix it.
So oh, wow.
I 100% appreciate that.
Probably
so
put higher quality parts on it, too.
I and also, again, I'm helping local shops compared to they are a local shop too, those people, because they're not, you know,
they're a franchise dealer,
exactly.
Car dealer.
So to help out the local independent
you bought
shops.
Your Nissan from a Nissan dealer, right?
I did, yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you bought your car used. It was good, slightly used.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Gently used, and
it's still got a long ways to go with us, for sure. And for how well, not to brag about myself here, but for how well I keep care of my vehicle, you know,
I will say that about you as a client, you take very good care of your vehicle, and you make sure and figure out what you need to get done, and you ask the right questions, and we get you all taken care of. So.
Exactly, and I do thank this show quite a bit for opening my eyes for how much I really need to be looking out for my vehicle, for sure. So for that reason, I want to thank you, Brian, and everybody at the West Automotive Group for doing the show weekly and helping out not only just me, but everyone out here in San Diego County. So thank you again, Brian.
This show's awesome, though, because I get to talk to everybody about car stuff, which is my favorite thing to talk about.
Absolutely.
It's a thing that I know the most about, I will tell you that for sure, in the world. So, no, it's all real good stuff. And as you mentioned, it's funny, there's... when we shoot Automan segments for the CW and Fox 5, Heidi, who was the producer, she's done most of production on all my stuff since I think COVID, when we switched over to what we were doing, because we Automan used to be done live. We do them in the back lot of the CW back then. Mm-hmm. That was before COVID and all that, and then the CW got sold and things changed up, so we figured out a different way to do it, right. But she's so funny, she's supposed to give me the count and tell me when we're getting near the end of the time and that, but some of the segments, all, you know, I'll start talking, she'll get so interested in them and like watching, and she'll forget that she's actually doing it, you know, supposed to give me the wrap up and stuff. All of a sudden she's like, oh shoot, we went over 30 seconds. So we have to redo it. But because there's only so much time, obviously, for each thing. But
absolutely.
Yeah, very interesting. What I love is that, and the point I was going to get to that is I feel really good about the information I'm bringing when it seems so important to people that they really get engaged and they're paying attention, you know, and listening. I'm like, hey, this is good stuff. So that's the only point that I wanted to bring out of all that, which I feel you also, as when we got together and started, which was during COVID, started producing this show, right?
That's right.
We've been doing this for 5 years together now.
To be fair, we were like 1 month or 2 months prior to the whole quarantining issue, and then we had to put up barriers between you and your brother and other co-hosts that were inside the show too. It's
very strange.
Yeah.
But you guys, we came over from, well, and that's when 760 got sold to iHeartMedia. So then we left there and came over here. But they when that all went down, they wouldn't let us in the studio anyway. So they said, no more studio. So we're going to have to figure out how to do. And I was like, well. And then you guys reached out, and here we are. Been here ever since. And I'm not going anywhere.
And we couldn't be happier to have you here. So thank you again, Brian. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for thanking me.
Of course.
It's all good stuff. So we'll continue talking on. Let's see. What else do we have going here so far? We have lots of stuff car-wise, but I do appreciate always chatting about your car repairs, because Brendan does stay on top of his cars. That's good stuff. So we're going to talk about some mistakes people make and things like that. We're going to take our first break here real quick, though, and we'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Appreciate you joining us here. Brandon's right. April's gone. We're into May here shortly, huh?
Yeah.
As of this.
May gray. Weekend. Here we go.
And then what comes? June gloom.
Yeah. But you know what? The April showers thing hasn't really happened too much, I would say. Like drizzles.
So you're still waiting on your May flowers.
I'm still waiting on the May flowers for sure. Yes.
Yep. Well, you know, here it is. We'll see what happens. Always, each year's different a little bit, you know, but May gray, June gloom. So one of those things, but mm-hmm. We'll see, won't we? And get your wiper blades replaced now, Brendan. Now? I doubt it. You're probably not going to need them. You'll probably be just fine.
I got to get to the store, bye.
What was that?
I had to get to the store by. I was doing some some acting. It's not very good.
Some acting, not very good acting, but
not very good acting. Yeah,
it's all good stuff.
Yeah, I did try to look up some car shows this weekend, folks, and unfortunately, they're all up in LA. No offense to LA people, if you're listening, but yeah, there's nothing here in San Diego. So
we get folks that listen all over the place, though.
It's true.
Got any auto shows going on in Missouri? I'm just kidding.
Well, I should look up Dayton, Ohio, because man, Mike, shout out to Mike. You listen in every week, and we appreciate that. But yeah, I should probably look into that, because he might be interested in some car shows every week.
Well, we usually talk about the local ones here and in the good causes.
Exactly. Yes.
And the love that we have for the San Diego Auto Museum, which is, I got to tell you, probably one of the best auto museums, really. No question about it. It's very nice over in Balboa Park. If you haven't had a chance to ever come visit it or check it out, you should. If you're in San Diego, check it out. Super cool. So you've been there several times, right? With little Russy.
Yep.
You and little Russy go to the take Mama with you too, I presume.
Yes, of course. Of course. Good. Anywhere I go, she's kind of like Velcroed. Right next to him.
Velcroed, you say.
Do I get to hold? Nope, he's still on me. Okay.
Good stuff. Well, there's nothing wrong with mom coming along. That's for the ride. But the San Diego Auto Show is a super cool, not auto show, auto museum is super cool.
Yeah.
And they change things up and move things around. Sometimes they have lots of motorcycles. Sometimes they have all kinds of things in there.
It's true.
So if you've never been, go check it out. And then their library in there, which they now have fully open, right?
I love it. I mean, I really, really appreciate it. There's some really cool books. Even if
people
it's
have
not,
donated some of the coolest stuff for that library.
Again, there's a Nikola Tesla book like an OG original copy Nikola Tesla book about electronics, mind you. And not really automotive. Well, you could relate it to automotive a little bit, but it's just cool that they have that in the museum alone.
Well, it's the start of how we got into all electronics on stuff. Yeah, so.
Yeah, and we use that in today's cars, honestly, still. So.
Yep, for
really,
sure.
Really, really awesome.
Yep. And you can, like you said, there's so many cool books in there.
Yeah. My grandfather owns a Pacer car from back in the day.
An AMC Pacer?
I don't remember.
Or do you mean a Pace car?
Oh, Pace. I'm sorry. No. A Pace car. Yeah.
I was like a Pacer was that fishbowl looking AMC car.
No. Yeah. He owned a Pace car. It used to run at the Indy 500 way back in the day. So
which car was it? Do you remember?
I cannot remember. I'll have to message him and I'll message
him. Like a Trans Am or a...
That sounds familiar a little bit when you say
what
that.
What year?
Gosh, I want to say it was in the 60s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
very well could have been in the 60s would have most likely been a Chrysler product.
Okay.
So, like the Superbirds, with the Daytona wings on them and stuff like that, that they used for pace cars and that.
Right.
If he owns one of those, they're worth a lot of money.
I bet he does.
Does he still have it?
He does still have it, but it's inside this really broken down barn that I hope he moves that car out of the way soon. Because
where is it? Here in San Diego?
No, it's in North Dakota.
Oh,
so he owns two properties, and he owns a church in a very, very small town, and that's where he keeps all of his classic cars inside that church. He took out all the pews and everything.
It's like a little car museum.
Exactly. Yeah. So. It just needs to get renovated pretty badly. So.
The church does?
Yeah.
So is that what you're calling a barn?
No, because there's a separate shed with it. Oh. And that houses the pace car in there.
Does that car need to be restored or is it in good shape?
It's in pretty good shape, I would say.
I'd love to see a picture of it sometime if you could get one.
I will, absolutely. That'd and like I awesome. Said, I'll send you more information on what kind of car
and
it
then
was.
And then folks too. Will let you, well, if you show me a picture, I'll tell you what kind of car it is.
I bet you will too, yeah.
Yes. So anyway, super cool though. Love to see that stuff. And those are called barn finds.
That's right.
That's what they call those. Yeah. So super, super good stuff though, for sure. Anyway, all right, folks, do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks up there in North County Inland for over 32 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved out there in East County, taking care of folks for over 12 years. Just doing great stuff, man. Great team out there too. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission right at 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego here. Taking care of folks over there for over 8 years now. AAA approved and smog certified. Along with West Miramar Automotive Transmission right here in the Golden Triangle, around for over, holy smokes. 6 years now, I believe. Yeah. Crazy stuff. 5726 Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall. AAA approved and STARS certified for smog. Taking care of folks over there for quite a while. And of course, last but not least, our fifth location, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway. AAA approved up there, North County Coastal, taking care of folks up there for over 2 years now. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together for one simple reason, to bring you Auto Talk Radio, as we all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in and have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your automotive repair and service needs. We're here to help you out. Just ask one of my managers or writers about getting you a West Automotive Group card. It's just a great thing, and it can help you out in the future, get you out of a bind if need be. So good stuff. That's why we have those. On approved credit, of course, but get you one of those cards, and you can use it anytime you need it. You can also take advantage of our diagnosis when it comes to CertiCare transmission diagnosis, drivability diagnosis, cooling system, overheating, check engine lights, whatever it is. The best money you'll ever spend is on a diagnosis at one of our West Automotive Group locations with a qualified technician that we have. Saves unwanted parts replacement and throwing money at things. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, along with low-cost rental vehicles at all five locations. You can jump on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram. We send tips and all kinds of stuff out on those. So grab whichever you like, and we'll send you little things out. You can also click on the Auto Man segments, where I'm the Auto Man for the CW and Fox 5. It takes you right to our YouTube channel, where they're posted as soon as we are done with the shows and they go live. Then we put them there, so for your viewing pleasure. You can also check out Auto Talk Radio, where you can click on, and we also put all these podcasts afterwards on there, so they're available from there. Or you can go to where the podcasts are at. Also, if you want to download them on the go, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, Radio.com, and TuneIn, all there for your listening pleasure. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. All right, Brendan. So we're talking about mistakes.
I don't make any.
Well, you don't work on your car, so we're talking about car mistakes, not just mistakes in life, Brendan. Yeah. Okay, so biggest one is not confirming the concern. I'll tell you what I'm so big on this is a client comes in, says the car does this, this, this. We always document it. This is what the client's saying the car's doing. Oh, sorry, man, I got the yawns today. That's just okay. A bit. And then documenting it so the technician can read it. And then the technician needs to go and verify this concern. Because what some people feel or say or think they're feeling sometimes, when we get the vehicle to do it, we're like, takes us in a different direction than we thought we were going to go. But that's why verifying is so important. So recognize it. Otherwise, the client's time and money is just spent chasing the wrong thing, which we don't want to do for sure.
It's true.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to have that problem, do you? Mm-hmm. So that is the number one, and we see all too often, people have had cars in at another facility, and this step was totally skipped over, and things were repaired or that. The other big thing that we see a mistake made is you take your car into a service facility that doesn't employ qualified or certified technicians, such as the West Automotive Group does. You take it to a facility and you come in with a problem like a check engine light, and you get all kinds of other things fixed on the car as far as servicing, mm-hmm. but you leave with the same problem you came in with.
It's true.
So, you know, we work really hard to avoid that. It's West Automotive Group. That's not, you know, we want to address your concern first.
Right. You described it last week. How many times has an O2 sensor come out on a check engine light kind of check engine light warning?
Yeah, we were talking about when you go to an auto parts store and they just scan your car for you.
Exactly. And then how many times is actually the O2 sensor itself? It's rarity, honestly. So
It is. And O2 sensors do go bad.
It's true.
But here and there. But cars don't, the data that you get when you scan a car points you in a direction of circuits that's picked something up or could be a problem that you do have to go through all the testing to verify what's actually failed. And there's a lot of time spent in doing that. When it goes to figuring out and diagnosing what's actually wrong with a car, and by knowing the principles of how this works and having the equipment to do so and doing the right testing and that, we come to the answer. Seldom does a car tell on itself. In other words, like you scan it and go, oh, well, that's a bad mass airflow sensor. Yep. Or, oh, that's a bad NOx sensor. So a lot of times you'll get NOx codes. There's a prime example, a NOx sensor code a lot of times. Do NOx sensors go bad in harnesses? Sure, mm-hmm. they do. But a lot of times you'll get a NOx because something's creating a noise on the motor and the NOx sensor's picking it up.
Yeah,
that's its job. By replacing the NOx sensor for that, you're still going to have the same problem.
Yeah.
And it's going to show it on the check engine light again. And no. The other one is EVAP problems. So recently had a issue with some folks had a concern. They bought the vehicle in, tested, found that the car, they'd taken it in for an evap repair with somebody. They didn't diagnose it properly. They put a gas cap on it. Then they ran it through the cycle, and they're like, well, it passed smog then after that. But looking at the data, I'm like, yeah, but the monitor for the evap system hadn't run. And in the state of California, on certain years vehicles, that is the only readiness monitor doesn't need to be complete, right?
Right.
So what they did is kind of skirted the smog program there because it didn't run. Once it did run after the car was smogged, the check engine light came on again.
Right.
So we went through a diagnosis. It was actually a bad evap canister on the car that needed replaced. But whoever previously had diagnosed it, sold them a gas cap, and then ran the monitors, all except for that monitor, and smogged the car, didn't do them any justification. Yeah, the car got smogged, but still at the same time, it wasn't fixed properly.
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
And back comes the check engine light.
Right, and again, that just makes the whole process even longer and more tedious for the customer itself. So
definitely more frustrating, I would think.
Yeah, for sure.
As far as that goes, it's no fun to spend money and then boom, that nice little engine light checks pops right on your dash, making you a happy camper.
Absolutely. Not to interrupt your flow here of other codes that might come up with when the check engine light comes on and it gets misdiagnosed, but one of the things I do want to mention is how well you're clear and concise with communicating with customers on what needs to get repaired. Is it 90 point inspection? Is that correct? 40 point inspection, and how well detailed everything is at the very end of every service as well. You even get a copy through a text message, through your email, and you get a physical copy on top of that. So there's so many different ways you have done such a good job at your shops and thank your you. Employees for that matter too, because they'll say, for example, again, my control arm, I told you this past Monday I needed to get it fixed. Uh-huh. And they explained even though I knew it needed to get fixed, they said, this is why it's so important that you get the control arm fixed. Mm-hmm. And they went through the process into details into making sure that I clearly understood why this needed to get fixed at this time too. So,
which is super important because absolutely. That's how you make an educated decision on fixing your vehicle or servicing your vehicle and all that.
Yes.
And the 40-point inspection is so important for one reason. Just to give you a health check on your car. Think of it kind of like, you know, once a year you go to the doctor and get a physical and do all your blood work, right?
Right.
There's not wrong, but you need, if something's coming along, that diagnostic or that's not really diagnostic, but that inspection mm-hmm. will let you know, oh, you know, hey, this has changed or this is, we see something that's starting to leak a little. We see, you know, those items. And it's really just a customer service way of keeping a health check on your vehicle and an idea and let you know what's coming down the road or what may be coming and what's important now, what's important later.
Absolutely. And again, the other thing I do appreciate too is I never ever have to call, hey, is my vehicle ready? Hey, is my vehicle in this process right now? Because not only are your employees very much saying, we'll have this done by 4:30 or something like that, and it actually does get done by that time too. Mm-hmm. If there happens to be some kind of process that has taken longer, like it had for me one time, where they'll say, we are so, so sorry, but it turns out this part got delayed by some reason, so you won't be able to pick it up till tomorrow, say like 10 a.m. or so, and I'll be like, okay,
and I can. That's why our goal is always to call by like 2 in the afternoon if you're going to be, that gives exactly. you, before the end of the day, hours to determine how we're going to help you out. Do we need to help you get in a rental car? Do you just need a shuttle ride somewhere home?
Absolutely.
And get a bed? Because things, you are right, don't always work out to exactly clock. We are working on cars and things break and aren't right, or you get into something and it's more issues than not, or a part gets delayed, as you said, you know. There's a lot of different things that go along with that that can cause a vehicle to have to stay over, right?
Right.
But the key to that, and all of my employees know that, and our philosophy at the West Automotive Group is make sure and give you a much advance notice that you can make other plans if need be,
yeah.
You know, as far as that goes.
Oh, one more thing too, I just want to mention again, is your scheduling system that you have again. It is really, really well and concise too as well. For example, I called another repair shop just for fun, just to see.
Just for fun.
Exactly, yeah, just for fun, because I knew I was going to choose you in the end. But they said, yeah, we could fix that. And they gave me a price that was very similar to yours. But they said, unfortunately, we won't have you. We won't be able to get you in until next week. Mm-hmm. You guys have it ready again for the next day. So that is fantastic that we've, you said that you implemented a new scheduling system or scheduling software system.
Yep.
And it's helped your auto shops immensely. And I can completely agree with that. No offense when I say this, but I had previously, you guys were so busy at other shops that I had to wait about 2 days. Mm-hmm. So I would always have to plan ahead for that time. But now you have completely redone the system and it's fantastic. So,
well, and what we worked on this last year was our teams. We have amazing teams in place now. So everything's streamlined along with the tools like that, the better scheduling and all that. So,
yes.
We work on a lot of cars. But I mean, yeah. My point is to that is we get them scheduled in. And we make this happen. Mm-hmm. Now everything doesn't go that fast. If you just don't have, you know, I mean, sometimes we end up with bigger items such as a transmission failure, things like that, that doesn't get done in the same day. I guarantee you there's just no way, right, with things like that. But those are bigger and nobody can get them done in the same day. It doesn't happen that way. So there are some cars that do stay over, but as far as streamlining, these guys knowing exactly, okay, boom boom boom, getting people in and out, yes, we are able to fix and repair way more cars in a day because of the way we schedule and handle things and handle clients. And it's customer service for clients. It really is. So what some shops are doing takes them a week to do in the number of cars we do in a day. Mm-hmm. So for a reason with the technicians and everybody that we have and how we're doing things.
So be careful when a repair person says, "Oh yeah, I'll get that transmission done in one day," and you'll be back in no time.
Well, and it depends. If it's just a transmission service, sure. But I mean, if it's broken or, you know,
right,
diagnosis, then you got to order parts. I mean, those sometimes can take extra time.
Exactly.
There's for sure.
Exactly.
So I don't want to give everybody the idea that every car that comes in goes out the same day. That's just what I'm trying to avoid, because bigger repairs, longer repairs. Well, I mean, geez, let alone to put a transmission in a car on most cars now is, you know, anywhere from 7 to 12 hours of working time. So that obviously isn't going to get done in an 8-hour day.
Right.
So, for the most part, servicing and just minor repairs, things like that, we roll them in and we roll them out. And we love that because it makes clients happy. So we work really hard to make sure everybody is satisfied and create the best automotive repair experience that you could ever experience. So, and Brendan seems to experience it well.
Very, very well.
I do appreciate sharing because I've never actually been a customer of the West Automotive Group. But you have.
It's kind of hard to be a customer when you own the business.
Could be. I could try to be a secret shopper, but they all know what I look like, so that wouldn't work out.
I was
so going to
say, Undercover Boss would not be your show, for sake.
No, all my employees know exactly who I am.
Exactly. That goatee looks kind of familiar.
Yeah. I'd have to get a real costume going. That's for sure. Yeah, I don't think I'll be doing that, but I can use you.
Okay. Yeah.
And actually, I've used multiple friends that first time in, or like if we have I've replaced a manager or something like that, just a secret shop to make sure they're doing a good job. And I tell you what, all of my employees, the teams we have right now, come back with aces as far as their scorecards. They do an amazing job. They love helping people. We're there to fix cars and get them fixed properly. And these guys just love the end of their day when all they've done is help people and got you back in a quality piece of transportation and headed down the road.
You know, the biggest hint you can have when it comes to these repair shops, I would say the biggest hint is obviously looking up internet reviews for sure. Because if anything's like in a 3-star or lower, you might want to question that quite a bit and say, they might not have the best quality of service right there, possibly. Yours is like strictly above 4.5 and above, basically everywhere.
All of our stores are 4.5 and above.
Exactly,
but
yes.
Here's the thing to that too. I will say, even us, we work on a lot of different people's cars, and money related to stuff. You know, I the automotive repair and service business comparable to some other businesses, we do have the ability to get an upset customer here or there.
For sure.
Some people aren't realistic, but cars stress people out. Cars and money. And what happens when your car's broken? You're not getting where you need to be, and it's going to cost you money, and that does stress some people out. So, you know, I often try to respond, and when we get one or two here or there, but we do sometimes get some upset people, and it's the nature of the automotive repair business. It just is, because nobody wakes up in the morning and wants their car to break down, right?
Right.
I'm pretty sure you don't wake up in the morning, even though you love me so much, saying, gosh, I'd really like to go over to one of the West shops and have my car fixed today. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's much easier when you're planning it out for service. But if yes. it's broken or whatever, and people can get upset and things happen. So we just try to do the best we can, and I've been working really good on that. And so for the most part, like Brendan says, I'd say 95% of our customers are super happy.
Couldn't agree more. Like I said, I'm looking at your Google review summary, and I swear to you, that five-star review bar is like through the roof compared to any other review stars. So congratulations.
That's a good thing.
On that.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Once again, our job is to take care of clients, and that's what we're always working on. So, mm-hmm. And that's also why we bring you this show and talk about things like this, you know, the mistakes we see made elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Just like we were talking about, you know, chasing the wrong concerns, you know, and then facilities. I've met facilities that, like, people get their car worked on and they don't even road test the car. So how do you verify what was wrong? And then how do you verify that you fixed it afterwards if you don't take it out and drive it real thoroughly?
Absolutely. I can't tell you how many times where I pulled it out of the parking lot and I'm like, this definitely doesn't feel correct for some reason.
Leaving my store?
Not your store.
Oh, I was
going
to say, what?
No, this was the store I talked to you about previously.
Oh, yeah.
You said,
I remember we had, when I first met you, had a conversation about someplace you've been going, and I
exactly.
told you, I said, what's your experience been? And you're like, I've had some bad experiences there. I was like, yeah, they don't have the best reputation.
Yeah,
so
exactly. And what I mean, and like I said, that was one of those times where I felt like, man, this car feels a little too loose, or it just doesn't drive correct, that I feel like. And then
if
next you know,
drive I, something every day, when you get in it, something doesn't feel right, usually you feel it, you know what I mean? You sure. may not know what it is, but you're like, something's just not right here. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you. Well, we're lucky we brought you over then to the West Automotive Group, and
you brought me to the light.
I showed you the light. Now things are doing well for you, so all good stuff for sure. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'll tell you what, so many different things. I just love talking about car repair.
I do too.
It's fun stuff, so mm-hmm. for sure. So as we're running down this, and the third one is misdiagnosing, for all the above reasons and a multitude of others, the two above reasons that we talked about, your vehicle's misdiagnosed off more often than not. We see this, cars that come in that have had parts thrown at them and everything else, that they're just, folks have been someplace and they didn't know what was wrong. And so, And if you're not trained well and you're not trained right, throwing parts at cars is something that happens at a lot of facilities, unfortunately. So having your vehicle diagnosed properly and getting it in and serviced and done right by a qualified technician. Once again, I say this all the time, and maybe you folks get tired of hearing it, but the best money spent on any repair is the money you spend on a diagnosis with a qualified technician at a quality facility, plain and simple. So anyway,
so true.
Yep. All right, folks, we're going to have to take our last break here. You've been listening to Auto Talk Radio here on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We're going to go out for these messages real quick, and we'll be right back after this.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are back once again, enjoying Auto Talk. As me and Brendan say, we love talking about cars.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
I appreciate you joining me here this morning, because without you, Brendan, there'd be no show.
It's true.
You have to flip the switches and turn the dials. There was one time that, and this was when we were at the other station before we came over here,
mm-hmm.
producer didn't show up. I get in there, sitting in the studio, waiting, looking at the time, like waiting. The actual director of the station had to be called in off the golf course. The producer person, he did get fired after that.
Oh,
unfortunately.
Man.
Well, you got to show up, you know, it's kind of required.
I will say it happened to me once with you so far.
It did.
A very beginning of the show. I want to say it was like the third episode.
But did you sleep
and
over?
I slept in on accident. My alarm clock was set for the wrong time. So it's set for PM, not AM. So that would have been a long sleep-in time for me.
Oh, I remember that actually.
Yeah.
Because I was then going somewhere afterwards. I was like, well, if you weren't going to show up, Brendan, I could have just left on Friday. But so. That hasn't happened very often.
No,
it hasn't. Oh, your alarm was set for PM instead of AM?
Yeah, that's what happened.
I've had that happen before, too.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't work well. Not when I was supposed to be here for the show, though. This is the one day a week that I feel I have to always be up on time. So I usually work really hard to make sure that I don't miss it. Because I like this show, and I like doing it. And I like what it brings to people, so it's all good stuff. Do want to remind folks that Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality battery out there, automotive-wise and otherwise. So if you need an Interstate battery or you need a battery for one of your vehicles, just jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get in, we'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other need, and I mean, they have a battery for everything. Check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, or La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. I just like the way that sounds.
It does. It's got a good ring to it.
Yep. They're very, very, very good batteries for sure, without question. So all good stuff. Boy, I tell you what, this has been a great show talking about the problems with cars and with how getting cars. So I talked about misdiagnosing. Number four on my list here that I put together was throwing parts at a problem. This happens way too often.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So
like we were talking about this earlier in last week about, it's just the O2 sensor. We'll just replace the O2 sensor.
Yep.
When obviously that might not be the issue, possibly, too. It could be something leading towards that situation. But
a lot of times they throw a lesser quality one at it that was too. Already on it, and it goes south further.
Exactly.
So to compensate for lack of skills, some of these technicians out there will often just throw parts at a problem in the hope of getting lucky. It's common to hear mechanics say, I replaced this, this, and that. Well, not really. Shouldn't be common. And the problem's still not fixed. This goes right back to mistake number one. Confirm the problem with diagnosis, then proceed. When people have been fighting a problem, when we see cars coming in, we're like, there's like five or six new parts on this car. So somebody's been throwing parts at the car to try to get it fixed. Unfortunately, that does not work these days, especially with the advanced technology cars having issues and things. Never good to throw parts at cars ever. So it's best to diagnose it properly with a qualified technician. Best money you'll ever spend. I'm going to keep saying that, I know, but it is surely the
truth.
It is
100% true. Yes.
It is 100% true. So as we run down this for sure. This is one we kind of hit on already. So I put in here, not addressing the primary concern first. Some of these service places will spend an inordinate amount of time looking for easy sales that will fatten up stuff. One of the things that's so important with me at the West Automotive Group is address the problem that your vehicle came into first. Now, don't get me wrong. Letting you know about service needs and things like that, other services are super important so you can figure it out, make a timeline, figure out what you want to do. And we do that too, without question. But always must address the problem your vehicle came into first. We want to talk to you about this. I want to, you know, whatever's going on. Drivability problem, check engine light. This is a problem with your check engine light. This is what it'll take to fix it. Boom. That's what we're doing right now. And then often look at your car to let you know about anything we see coming down the line. That's a very important way to treat clients, and that's why we do it that way. Our 40 points at the West Automotive Group are no charge. We put those in with any service or repair we're having, where we look to see, you know, how do your brakes look? How do the fluids work? When is the last time this was serviced? When was that serviced? We also have a really cool program that for each client's car that can pull history of anything that was reported to Carfax, so we see when you last had the transmission serviced or things like that, which is a very great thing for clients. If there's no history on it, we'll often tell you. And one of the big things when servicing vehicles, I'm going to be honest with you, we're going to get off here on a little servicing tip though. When it comes to time and mileage of servicing of vehicles and making sure that the fluids stay done at proper time, things like that. One of the things I've heard a consumer say is, well, the fluid looks fine, no need to service it. Well, see, that's where you're missing out here. We do service fluids by time and mileage for a reason. And the reason for that is we want to keep them in good working order. It prevents breaking down of the component that they lubricate, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So once transmission fluid is black, it's gone too far. That's a hard one to pull back. Something started to happen now.
Yep.
So keeping the fluid clean, replacing it on regular intervals is the best money you'll ever spend, especially like on a transmission. It's the only thing you can do to extend the life of that transmission, which is super important when it comes to my pocketbook. I'm thinking it's my transmission. I want to extend the life of it for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. And again, one of your, I guess, mottos at your store is we never put money ahead of people. Mm-hmm. And again, you treat people like family. You never put a repair that you wouldn't put on your car. These are all models that your store and your employees live by. And that's how you know you can really, really have a trustworthy service at your stores and at other qualified technician places as well. There are AAA approved, ASC certified mm-hmm. technicians, all these things. So
Yep. And, you know, it's just important. Our job is to take care of clients and their cars. And that's what we do. That's what we try really hard to do. So,
yeah.
Well, yes.
No. I know what you mean when you say try there. So there's some people who, like you said in the last segment, that are just, you know, there to just be rude, basically. Or, you know, they're automatically going to give poor reviews as it is. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Some people, yeah. It's so... I've noticed a theme about things and people that tend to be unhappy and do like one-star reviews. If you go look at their profile, every single review they do is a one-star review.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So I look at that and I go, no matter what happens in this person's life, they are unhappy about it. It doesn't work out for them somehow. So I look at common denominators here. That would mean that you're just a very unhappy person.
I just looked up just one for fun. And yep, you're right. Every single one of this person's reviews, one star.
Yep.
They're just there to be negative. That's a shame.
Or just mean, man. I don't know why you want to do that. You know, I got to be honest with you. If I have a concern with somebody, let's say I'm having my roof done and I have a concern. I had a roof done on my house and I had a concern that on the outside edge, some of the nails went through and I was like, hey, I take really good care of my house, man. I didn't do a bad review. You know what I did? I called my roofer guy out. The guy that owns the company came out, looked at it. He goes, oh shoot. We got to correct. I'm so sorry. And they fixed it.
Yeah.
You know, give an opportunity to make, you know, if there's a concern. I mean, he didn't do that intentionally. And I don't know that his guys even saw it when it happened. I'm just very picky. So I looked. But the point to this is I didn't go bashing him all over the internet. What I did is I called him and said, hey, I got this problem. Can you come look at it? He came and looked at it. He's all, oh, Brian, we'll get that taken care of for you. No problem.
Yep.
Sorry that happened. We didn't know it was like that. We'll get it handled. And that's what they do. And that's the same thing we do. I mean, everything doesn't go perfect when you're fixing things all the time.
Right.
But we work really hard at it. Luckily, 95% of the time it does. That's why we have all those 5-star reviews.
Exactly.
But the point is, don't be a grumpy muffin just because something went wrong. Make a call. And some of those people, actually, nothing went wrong. They're just mad about money.
Yeah.
That's the other part. By the way,
I love that saying grumpy muffin. I might have to use that one more often.
Yeah, you can tell little Rusty, don't be a grumpy muffin.
Yeah, and another thing too on top of that is the fact that you take ownership over a certain thing, or not certain thing, but all things at your stores, at every single branches. And one of the things that this person was talking about was having a phone call being rude and everything, but you clearly have at the very beginning of the phone call, this call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance. And sure enough, you're on top of those phone calls every single day. We listen to them
all the time.
Yes, exactly. And you're
well, funny you brought that up real quick. I want to talk. There's a 1-star review that we got, and it wasn't from a client. It was a guy that was trying to sell, and it was one of my locations. I think it was El Cajon. And he kept calling them, trying to sell them something. And my manager says, hey, I told you the last time you called, you got to call the corporate office. We don't We don't get to authorize any of that. So I forget what he wanted to sell. I don't know what it was. Some kind of service, phone or, you know, whatever it was. But the, my guys don't handle that, right? Mm-hmm. They were super nice to the guy. Like the third time, my manager's like, hey, you got to... That guy then posted a review of the, how rude my manager was on the phone. But he's not a client. My manager was just explaining to him. So I was like, well, dude, I'm never going to buy anything from you. Mm-hmm. And he's not even a client. So
right.
There's crazy people out there.
For sure, for sure.
There's crazy people. We got one time, that, and we don't have, but you remember these because we don't have that many of them. But one was a girl that was very upset about the cost of the repair, but she had a GoFundMe things stuck all over her car that she wanted people to go fund her car repair.
Right.
So you figure out where that mentality's at. I mean, yeah.
No, but I just want to say that, again, the fact that you offer the quality insurance phone calls to make sure that you're following through and making sure that the customer service is 100% tip-top shape. And not only that, but you often inspect your stores, quite often going to all the stores to make sure everything's good
there. I stop by each store at least once a week.
Exactly. So now, you have every right to have a backup to everything, and you've done an excellent job managing all your stores. And again, I'm not trying to kiss butt or anything in this episode. I really do mean it from the bottom of my heart. You've done a really, really excellent job. And it just goes to show why you're here over 30 years in business and doing such a fantastic job and making great partnerships with everybody and treating everybody like family here in San Diego County. So,
Thanks, Brendan. I appreciate your comments.
Of course, of course. So,
and he wasn't paid for that.
I was not. No. But I do expect that check in the mail. No, I'm kidding. No, in all seriousness, it really, you guys are awesome people. And
Brendan doesn't get free car repair either.
He has to pay for it. No, I do pay for it. But again, so if you guys do need a auto repair store, and if you want one that's really trustworthy, check out any of the five locations. They're awesome stores. And and really good views, by the way, especially at Oceanside.
You can see the ocean from there.
I finally got to go to Oceanside one time just to see what you're talking about with the view. Uh-huh. Oh, it's you're not kidding. It's spectacular.
It's spectacular.
Absolutely spectacular.
I was like, how do you end up with an auto repair shop with this kind of view?
Yeah, exactly.
It's very nice. Well, and also... one of the things, because we care so much about our clients, that we do is keep the stores super clean, best technology, best technicians. My managers and writers are there to be some of the best customer support people they could possibly do. Why? Because they care about people, right? Which is why I hired these people, because they have the same philosophy I do. So anyway, just super important. But thank you for your comments. I really do appreciate them. Very awesome stuff. You know what? San Diego, man, we're running out of time here. Brendan's whipping his finger around like, wrap it up now, man. Well, you were the one talking, buddy.
It's true.
So anyway, San Diego and everybody else out there, we really appreciate you joining us. Make sure and tune in next Saturday as we'll be back live as always. Keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. Until then, this has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll catch you next Saturday.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.